it's just a quick idea. Hi, good morning. Just a quick idea for the Seder. I called it, as you see at the top of the sheet, Behold, I am like 70 years old. And this is actually an idea that I presented at Shari Shamayim the other night for Haggadah night. I really, really like it. You'll see, hopefully you'll see why. It starts with a Mishnah in Brachos, which is also part of the Haggadah. If you take a look at the first source on the sheet, Mishnah says, actually before that, before the Mishnah, explaining where the Mishnah is coming from, we have a mitzvah of reciting Shema. The first two paragraphs of Shema, meaning Shema V'ahavta and V'haya Im Shamoa, say that you're supposed to say them morning and evening, right? You're supposed to say it you're supposed to say it when you're lying down, you're supposed to say it when you get up. So you know you're supposed to say Shema, the first two paragraphs, evening and in the morning. However, the third paragraph of Shema, the Vayomer paragraph, has no indication that it needs to be said at all. It talks about tzitzis, and then it talks about remembering that Hashem took us out of Egypt. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Mitzrayim. So that, it seems historically, it was only said in the morning. Shema in the evening was just the first two paragraphs. And Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah says, I spent my entire career trying to convince the Chachamim that you should also say this paragraph at night, because you're also supposed to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every night. And I couldn't win. Until along came Ben Zoma. And Ben Zoma convinced them. And that's this Mishnah here, which again is also in your Haggadah. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Harei ani kiven shivim shana, v'lo zachisi shetayama Yetzias Mitzrayim balelos. He says, I'm like 70 years old, and I couldn't convince the Chachamim to say Yetzias Mitzrayim, to say this paragraph of Shema at night. Ad Shidrasha ben Zoma, until along came Shimon ben Zoma, and he was the one who did it. He convinced them. What do you mean? Because the Torah says, L'man tizkoras yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha, you're supposed to remember the day you left Mitzrayim, the day you left Egypt, all the days of your life. Yemei chayecha hayamim, the days of your life means during the days. Kol yemei chayecha, it says all the days of your life, so that includes halelos, the nights. Whereas the Chachamim, who disagreed, said no. Yemei Chayecha means Ha'olam Hazeh. That means this world. Kol Yemei Chayecha is in the time of Mashiach, but even then, we are going to talk about getting out of Egypt. Okay? The story is familiar, right? The part of the Haggadah is familiar. It's found in your Haggadah. So, here are the questions that I would want to ask. Number one. Who cares how old Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was? What was his point in saying, I'm like 70 years old? Is it as simple as saying, I'm a really old man and nobody listened to me, and then they listened to Ben Zoma? Like, what is this about? Number two, what does he mean when he says, I am like 70 years old? Those are the two questions that I think are important to address here. And I know that people are familiar with one answer, but I'm going to show you three answers. And the third one, I think, provides great inspiration for our Seder. Okay, everyone understands where we are, where we're going? We're good? Yes? Okay. So, the familiar approach, right? You tell me, before we even see it in source number two, you tell me, what's the familiar approach to what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was talking about here when he said, I'm like 70 years old? What's the classic? Yeah.
I don't have my sheet in front of me, but wasn't he very young that he was appointed to the head?
Yeah.
And his beard grew white or something to show that he was older?
Yes.
So, a story like that?
Yes. So that's the Bavli. That's the Babylonian Talmud's record of the story. Why is that relevant, though, to trying to convince the Chachamim about saying Shema at night or saying Vayomer at night?
I mean, he probably wants to show that even though he's young, he does have a knowledge, or he's like, you know, an experienced scholar, maybe, I don't know.
Right. So I just to turn that a little bit, it's important to realize, by the time you get to our story, he is old. Meaning Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a generation before Ben Zoma. So by that time he is old. But what he is saying, and this is, I think, what you're saying, is that Hashem did this miracle for me to show that I'm worthy of respect, right, all those years ago. And yet the Chacham didn't listen to me. Take a look at source number two, for those who have the sheet. This is the Gemara that we're used to seeing. The story was that Rabbi Gamliel was the head of the yeshiva. There was a rift that developed in the yeshiva beyond the scope of our discussion this morning, and Rabbi Gamliel was removed. And they asked Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to take over. Asu va'omrule, they said to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Nechale lamarte leheveresh mesifta. Would you accept this position? Would you become the head of the yeshiva? Amar lehu ezlo ve'imlech bin shibesi. So he says, I'm going to go ask my house. I need to check with my wife. Ezlo ve'imlech v'divisu. And he goes and checks with his wife. Amar leh, and she says to him, Dama ma'abrin lach. You know what's going to happen, right? They're going to make you Rosh Yeshiva now, sure. And then they're going to get rid of you, and you're out of luck. To which he says, yeah, but the ride's a great ride. Amar lah, he says to her, Lishtemish inish yom achada b'kasa demokro l'machar lizbar. So he says, okay, so for one day I use a really nice glass, and then the next day it breaks. I can deal with that. Amar lah, les lah chivarta. She says to him, you don't have any gray hair. You don't have gray hair. People aren't going to listen to you. They don't take you seriously. Hahu yoma bartame sari shane hava. That day he was only 18 years old. Israchish le nisa, but ahadri le tame sari dari chivarta. Miracle happens, and lo and behold, he gets 18 rows of white hair, and we assume that's on his beard. And haizut kama Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, harayani kiven shivim shana, velo ben shivim shana. And that's why he says, I'm like 70 years old. So the idea here is, as per this story, that a miracle took place in which Hashem demonstrated that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was worthy of respect. And what he's saying here is, God showed that I deserve respect, and yet they never listened to me. They only listened to this upstart Ben Zoma who came along. You follow? That's the simple read of the story. That's the read that most people are familiar with. The Talmud Yerushalmi has a different version of the story, although with much the same conclusion. The Yerushalmi is much shorter in source number 3. It says that, yes, he had a miracle, but it was a different miracle. It wasn't the miracle of premature aging, right? We don't usually think of premature aging as a miracle. Rather, it was a miracle of surviving to an old age. Aval pi, source number 3, aval pi shenichnas legedula, herich yamin. Even though he reached this position of power, he still lived a long time. Hada amra shagedula mekatzeres yamin, meaning that normally positions of leadership cause people to die prematurely from the stress of their roles, right? That's what we normally assume is what we're talking about here. So that's what he's saying. Number one, saying that he's like 70, Rabbi Elazar HaZikri was the author of a commentary on the Yerushalmi called the Charedim. And he says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was nearing 70 years old at this point, and that's what he's saying. And he's saying that, you know, I have decades of experience, and I have Hashem's support that enabled me to live this long. I should have had greater credibility. They should have listened to me. And they didn't. They listened to Ben Zoma instead. Now, if you take either of these first two approaches, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is very sour, right? I mean, it's like, along came Ben Zoma, he made the argument, he's like, hey, why did they listen to me? What am I, chopped liver? Right? That's the way it sounds. The Rambam has an entirely different take on this story. And it's a beautiful read, which I don't know what he does with the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. He knows both of them, obviously. But he has a different take on what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was saying, and as I said before, it's a really nice idea for the Seder. The Rambam says, in source number 4, this is his commentary to that Mishnah in Brachos with this story. Umasha'amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah harayani kiben shimushana. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, behold, I'm 70, or like 70, v'lomar ben shimushana. He didn't say, I am 70. Lefishalohaya ben shivim, because at the time that he started trying to convince them, he was not 70. Kim Tsa'ir Liyamin. He was really young when things started. He was 18, we know that. However, he read and he learned and he recited Torah night and day, to the point where he became weak. To the point where he aged prematurely. And he looked like a 70-year-old man. In other words, the aging was not some supernatural poof, you have gray hair. At least not at the outset, anyway. That's not what was going on. He aged not because of a position of leadership. He aged because of his hasmada, because of his commitment to learn on an ongoing basis. Varehechla bo hazikna biritzono. He began to age willingly. Commotion is bar b'talmud, as he says, as recorded in the Talmud. Lefichach amar, and here's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was saying. Bitmiha ani, I am shocked. Al af rov hishtadlusi v'hischav rusiyim hachachamim, despite all my efforts in learning, despite the fact that I joined myself with the sages, lo zachisi ladas haremez bakasuv al chovas kriyas parshas tzitzis balayla ad shidrasha ben zoma, I never understood what Ben Zoma understood. Meaning, he's the old Talmud Chacham sitting in Beis Medrash, and he says, you know how hard I slaved all these years? I looked like I was 70 when I was 18 because of all the hours that I put into learning. And yet, despite all of my decades and decades of effort, it never dawned on me, this idea that Ben Zoma came up with. Ben Zoma, the young upstart, figured out something that never occurred to me. Now, the scholarship of Rav Elazar ben Azariah and Ben Zoma are legendary in the Gemara. I brought you in source number 5, a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, where Rav Elazar ben Azariah talks about people who pretend that they have a lot of learning when they really don't. And he calls them people who are hunters who play tricks. And he says they won't live, they won't have extended days. In source number 6 on the sheet, I showed you that that Ben Zoma is the young upstart. Sometimes the Gemara uses the phrase, those who argue in front of the sages, and it refers to a certain class of young Talmidei Chachamim, including Ben Zoma. There's a Gemara in Brachos that says, if you have a dream and you see Ben Zoma in the dream, you should anticipate wisdom. I assume it means the words Ben Zoma and not like you see Ben Zoma, because you wouldn't know if you saw Ben Zoma in a dream. But you see somebody and suddenly you know that it's Ben Zoma. But the point is, both of them represent great learning and great work ethic. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the older generation. And so he says, I worked and I joined myself with the scholars and I aged prematurely till I looked like I was 70, and yet with all of that, never dawned on me what Ben Zoma said. So I brought you on the sheet at the end a summary of the 2 questions and the 3 answers. But to me, the Rambam's idea is a beautiful idea. This passage, this Mishnah, belongs in the Haggadah anyway. Meaning, it is a technical exploration of the year-round mitzvah of retelling our departure from Egypt. And for that, it deserves to be in the Haggadah. But the Rambam's view adds a dimension to our own Seder experience. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Shimon ben Zoma are a contrast. The first one, the lifelong denizen of the study hall who exhausted himself in study all his life. The other one, a youthful prodigy who develops an idea that has long eluded his elder. And you need both of them at the Seder. You need the experienced one, and you need the one with fresh eyes. And they can learn from each other, so that even a Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah can still learn from a Ben Zoma. You follow? So that's the idea. That's what I wanted to offer you. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. Okay.